different looks they give you up there. What's the biggest key to identifying which 4, 5, or 6 are coming on a given play?
You have no clue. They do a great job as far as disguising who's coming. That's why Coach Zimmer has had the success he's had over his career. He makes it tough on offenses. He always has. You saw last week what it did to Detroit. So it's been that way for a long time, and you just have to do a good job of giving the quarterback options, making sure that we do a good job in our protections, knowing who to block and working our system.
What jumped out to you with what they did against Detroit and the pressure they created?
They got to the quarterback a lot. I mean, he's got multiple things he can do, and he makes it tough, and that's going to be a big challenge for us.
Is it more concerning considering how beat up the offensive line is right now?
It's more concerning because they're really good and they have a great scheme. I'm not really worried about our guys. They're going to do what we ask them to do and do it to the best of their ability. We just got to make sure we get a hat on a hat.
Fox said when you guys kind of reevaluated things at the bye week, one thing about Cutler he noticed is that on third down this year, he's been much more efficient. Why is that?
I think his ability to make plays with his legs has been critical for us. He's bailed us out a lot schematically. He's done a good job of picking up pressures. He's done a good job of staying in the pocket when he does get guys blocked up. And then he's done a good job of making some plays outside the pocket. So, I mean, that's been key for us. And he's, like I said, he's saved us on some bad plays.
How much did you learn about your job, play calling, your game plans during the bye week?
Still trying to get used to kind of our group, figuring out the best way to get everybody the ball, what we do well. It's a long process. You would think through OTAs and training camp and 6 games now that you'd have a great feel, but it's still learning. You know, getting Alshon back, it's trying to figure out what's the best way to use him, involved with Marty and Eddie and Matt and Q. And so you're trying to figure all this out, you know, on the fly. And, you know, through the bye helps because you can kind of go back and take a step back and figure out what we need to do going forward.
There's a perception that your biggest job is to make sure that Jay doesn't make a mistake and that he's got all this ability, but you don't want him to, you know, he has to stay within himself. Is that perception? Is that reality? How tough is that?
I think that's more perception. We've basically been running the same type of system for the last 3 years, at least I have, and that's what was brought here. And he's done a good job of what we've asked him to do. You know, we just have some different personnel here as far as who he's going to. I've never been around a running back that's been able to do what Matt Forte does as far as being an all-around back, not coming off the field. So it's a different tool for a quarterback to be able to use. So that's kind of, you know, more on me trying to figure out the best way to use our players.
How much has Jay changed your perception of him before you got here?
I guess I didn't have the perception that a lot of other people had coming into this job. And I was surprised. I did not realize how competitive he was. I didn't realize how intense he was in practice and in meetings. And obviously anytime you're a coach and you see a player that is in it as much as he is, that's what you really want. That's what you ask for. And he's shown that to me. He showed it to me early. And I think our players see that.
Adam, regardless of the injury, the fact that you're healthier now with the wide receivers, are there things that you can do now in your playbook with the offense that you couldn't do earlier in the year just because of the maturity of the offense? I mean, can you open things up or just throw different things at people now at this point in the season?
We're so situationally kind of working together with the defense and special teams. That's really what we're trying to do. You know, Coach Fox lays out a plan and then kind of gives us a blueprint of how we should play on as an offense. And obviously getting Alshon back does make a difference because it does open up things down the field because he can make unscheduled plays and Jay can make unscheduled plays with him. So that does help us, you know, shorten drives up, which is always nice to do. But at the same time, you know, if we're also trying to make sure that we possess the ball sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of whatever the blueprint's laid out, but having a player like Alshon back does change things a little bit.
But how important is it to be difficult to scout in the second half of the season?
It's very important just to make sure that you're a three-level type team where you can go down the field, it's intermediate and the short. You know, if you can have all three of those and then have a good running game to go along with it, it really makes it difficult for a defense to kind of – peg what you're going to be doing.
And you feel you're there, you're getting there, or there?
I think we're working to get there. I still feel like we have some strides to make before we're there.
Yeah, in years past, coaches have had trouble getting Matt off the field, Forte. When you guys decided to keep the three backs, what has it been like with him rotating the others in and working with him? And have you found it's hard to get him off the field?
Every time we keep coming out of the game, and like I think last game Langford had 18 plays, which I thought was a lot, but then we had 80 plays, and then so Matt had 60 plus again, and you keep trying to find ways to just give him a rest and get those other guys involved, because obviously Jeremy does bring something to the table, and that whole running back room we really feel like is a great group, but at the same time you're taking an elite guy off the field. And we just want to make sure when we do it, we're doing it for the right reasons, and we got somebody that can go in there and do a good job and make plays for us and make sure that everybody feels comfortable, whoever's going in.
In any given week.
Any of the decrease, usually you see about this age with running backs, with him, speed or anything?
I just know he's really good. This is my first year here, and he does a great job with what we ask him to do.
In any given week, Adam, how often will you reference Peyton Manning, or when you come up with a play, or something reminds you of your experience with him to Jay, or are you conscious not to do that?
Every once in a while I might make a comment about something. Sometimes it's more of we have done something in the past and showing an example, and a lot of the only examples that I have are of what we did in Denver. So I know sometimes it probably gets old to whether it be other players, but I think our guys do a good job of at least respecting what we tried to do there and the success we did have. And, I don't think anybody really looks at it like, oh, he's talking about this again. I think they look at it and try to learn from it, and then, they try to, emulate what we did there.
Did that spoil you for – did Denver spoil you for Chicago and whatever lies ahead?
I don't think it spoiled me. I think it was a great learning experience. It was a great overall experience just to be with that group of players. And now, the group we have right now is – we got a different group of guys and some different type of players, so it's been fun trying to get us to kind of get up to speed. And when you're in your first year, it's not going to happen. We're not going to be where we were in 2014. I see a lot of things the same as it was in 2012. We made some mistakes, and then as the season went on, we got better.
Back to Forte. There's so much talk in the NFL about running backs and hitting the wall at some point with age. Does he play younger, though, than what his age actually is?
I don't even know the age thing for him. I don't even know if it's relevant. He's playing at an elite level, and he's, I think he was leading the league in rushing there for a minute, and we'll see what happens in this next 10 games. But pretty much, I'm pretty sure people know we're going to try to get him the ball.
Adam, how has the offensive line uncertainty affected the way you've called the plays? Do you let it, or is it responsible to let it affect it, or not?
I try to be smart. I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to do anything crazy if we got a whole bunch of guys shifting around, but for the most part I'll hear Dave Magazu tell me call your game, and I think our guys have done a great job of sticking with what our game plan was, and then whoever is playing certain positions, we make the adjustment, we roll.
Adam, the two catches that Alshon made on the final drive of regulation in Detroit, what were the keys to that coming open, and what struck you about how easy that looked?
I was glad it was easy, but I think it was a tough matchup for their nickel defender. He made a great catch on the first one, and then Jay really dropped it in there on the second one. Both those guys made great plays. The protection was great. He had time, and sometimes when you're in those kind of situations and you got to have it, you're just hoping the protection holds up, and you make a good throw and good catch, and then those two guys did that.
On a lighter note, last one, guys. Compare the acting abilities of Peyton and Jay's had a couple. Some shows.
I don't know. I haven't seen Jay's. I haven't seen Jay's. I can't handle any more nationwide commercials.
do you pay attention to the feedback, to criticism, like after the Detroit game, someone said, "Oh, you're too conservative at the end," or even the praise. Do you pay attention to public reaction to your game plan?
I think the only thing that I'd really look at is if Coach Fox comes and talks to me and asks me questions about things, make sure I have the right answer and what I was thinking. But a lot of times we're talking through a lot of things of what we want to do, how we want to attack them. We felt like we had, that first series of overtime, we felt good about what we had going on. Unfortunately, we didn't get that first down. We felt like we had good plays called in that second drive, and it just didn't work out for us.
But are you cognizant of it, the chatter, criticism, talk?
No, I haven't been reading anything. So I guess Jim doesn't give me anything. I just stay in my phone booth there.